you come into a time after you get, you recognize the Lord and give him his attributes, where you come into what I call the inner courts, starting with As a Deer.
As a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. My soul at rest, in him is my salvation. He only is my rock, my strength, and my salvation. My stronghold, my Savior.
Okay, you can be seated.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
I have one more handout here.
Okay, there's one more handout available. This is where we left off last time. We're on page 3 of the handout. We're talking about the importance and significance of the book of Psalms. In the time that's left, we just want to continue on here just a little bit further and talk about this. First of all, if we go to the Dead Sea and look at the different Dead Sea scrolls that have been found at Qumran, at Masada, and many other places, we find out that that group of Jews in Israel, before the time of Christ and through the time of Christ, primarily cited the Psalms in the literature that they recorded. Hundreds of scrolls of material, and many, many, many of them very heavily reliant upon the book of Psalms. It was one of their favorite texts. In the New Testament, we find 360 quotations from the Old Testament, and one-third of all of those are from the book of Psalms. It's a very significant contribution that it makes to the New Testament church. The believers in New Testament times who suffered great persecution turned to the book of Psalms for comfort and hope. And the writers of the New Testament, Paul, Peter, and others, constantly turned the Psalms to support the doctrines they're teaching, saying, see, this is the same thing that was said in the Old Testament. Very significant role the book of Psalms plays. This book has 150 Psalms in it. There are actually four or five others that have been found in various other ancient Bible translations. But these 150 are those that we know are the Word of God. And they're divided into five books within the Psalms. You have a chart there in your handout that shows how those are. It seems to imitate the five books of Moses. Why they divide them into five, we're not certain. I mean, there's no account left for us to determine that. But it would appear that that could very possibly have been their motivation in dividing them the way they have. As we look at those divisions, we find out that each of those five books concludes with a doxology. And as we're looking at these, you can check it out for yourself. If you turn to Psalm 41, you'll find out at the end of Psalm 41, we have, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. And that's just ahead of the second book that begins with Psalm 42, as the deer pants for the water brooks, which is one of the songs we sang this morning. So there we have an example of a doxology at 41:13. And then if you turn to Psalm 72, which is at the end of that second book that goes from 42 through 72. You begin at verse 18. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Almost the same words and concludes the same as the end of the first book. And then notice verse 20. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Indicating here a Davidic collection that ends evidently with Psalm 72, with those almost all primarily being Davidic psalms in the first two books. And then if you turn to Psalm 89, you find that the conclusion of it at the end of book 3 has again the same kind of doxology that concludes it. Psalm 89, verse 52, blessed be the Lord forever, amen and amen. If you look that up, that amen and amen doesn't occur anywhere else, just in these places. It is exactly the same phrase that Jesus used repeatedly when in our translation it says, truly, truly, I say to you. It's the same thing, amen and amen. And then at the end of book 4, you can look at Psalm 106, verse 48. Psalm 106, verse 48, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting, and let all the people say amen, praise the Lord. The amen and amen now is amen and hallelujah. Instead, amen, hallelujah. And then the fifth book concludes with Psalm 150, which is by itself, in its entirety, a doxology. Notice that the preceding psalms, as you go back through those last psalms, Psalm 146 begins with praise the Lord and ends with praise the Lord. Psalm 147 begins with praise the Lord, has praise the Lord in the middle at verse 12, and ends with praise the Lord in verse 20. Psalm 148 begins with praise the Lord, in the middle at verse 7 has praise the Lord, at the end of verse 14 has praise the Lord. Psalm 149 begins with praise the Lord and ends with praise the Lord, but Psalm 150 has praise the Lord in every line. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty expanse, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with harp and lyre, praise him with timbrel and dancing, praise him with stringed instruments and pipe, Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, or hallelujah. Now, that tells us something about the book of Psalms. It's been very carefully and purposefully organized. Psalms 1 and 2 purposefully open the book of Psalms. Psalm 150 concludes the book of Psalms. And it's divided in such a way that periodically we have these doxologies that divide the book of Psalms into five books. Now, we're going to stop here, and we're going to pick up from there next week and carry on. We're going to come back to these books. At the end of this general introduction, I'll have another handout for you, and we'll talk about the character of each of these five books and how the character of those five books can help us to understand individual psalms as we look at them. So keep that introduction in hand. Keep it in your Bibles or keep it somewhere where you bring it back with you, and we'll pick up there when we come back. So let's go ahead to prayer. And at this time, I'll remember Michael in his CPA exams and his returning back to Chile. And yes, go ahead, Jessica.
There's a prayer request for the farmers and the church bulletin as well.
Okay. Okay, good. We'll pray for that. And for Sharon Renner?
Yes, specifically for a donor.
Okay. All right. And what was the other prayer request we had?
Praise.
Praise from Louise. Okay, good. So let's go to prayer then. Father, how we do thank you and praise you for the ways in which you have answered prayer, sometimes even before we ask, because you care for your people so deeply, so much. We praise you for the wonderful article and for the response that was given to the Good News Clubs and the schools. We thank you for Louise's dedication to that ministry and for all those that are helping her. May many young people come to Christ as a result of the clear teaching of the gospel. We pray for the Thornbergs, that you'll help them in the decisions that lie ahead of them and the work there in the building project and the issues of the ministry there in Spain. We just pray that you'll guide and glorify yourself in all of that. Father, we pray for Sharon Runner, that you'll especially give her strength at this time and guide in the care for her medically. Give her strength and give her husband George strength as they enter into this very intense political season that demands a lot of energy and drains and exhausts. And we just pray that you'll strengthen her, uphold her, guide the doctors they work with her, and just continue to give her a sweet testimony before you. And help her to be a witness to others throughout this time of trial. Father, we thank you for Michael and for his faithfulness in going to Chile and for his willingness to do the work there. And we pray that you'll continue to meet each and every need. Make the conference in Colombia an encouragement to him. May it be a time of greater bonding with some of the team members and some of the rest of the ABWE family. And we just pray that you'll continue to work in his heart with regard to what you would have him to continue doing as he gives his life to serving you, whether or not it'll mean full-time mission service at some time in the future or whatever it be. We pray that you will use this opportunity to serve you in this fashion as a way of guiding him, preparing him, and leading him. And we pray that you'll help him as he completes the CPA exams. Help him to remember the many things he studied. Help him to do well. Help him to glorify you through it all. And whatever the outcome, just continue to give him great joy in the privilege he has in serving you. And we'll give you the praise now, Lord, as we go now from this place to go into the church service for some of us and for others of us to head home after being the church service earlier and the class this morning. Just continue to keep our hearts steadfast in serving you. Help us to be witnesses for you. Help us to serve you with joy and with persistence, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Don't forget Tuesday morning to be praying for Tom. If you need to set your alarm to get up early to do it, pray. There are DVDs, bookmarks, and pamphlets up here that you can pick up.
I'm just going to use this to have a copy at home.
Okay, thank you. All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you for having me
keep it great. You're welcome.
provide some fond memories after the project.
Yes.
Doxology
is just a word of praise. A word of praise, yes. Yeah, it's just a very brief praise. When we sing the Doxology Church, it's praise to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's that song we sing, it's very brief. It's the word of praise for God. Yes. Yeah. Right? I saw your picture in the movie. Yes, Mark and Audrey. Yes, I'll bring them forward next week. I've been in touch with them. How you doing, John?
Doing well.
Good.
This was good. I was downstairs in Dr. Yu's class. Doing my jacket. I was up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to see them.
It is. Yes. See everyone, you know, get involved. And hopefully it'll have some, you know, a lot of people really get the warm involved.
Always exciting. I'm excited about the new, the whole new piece on the new